माधव कुंज बिहारी गाय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरीवर धारी जया गोपी जना बल्लभा गिरीवर धारी Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Kishore Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Shamuna Tira Vanachari Shamunatida Vanachari Jaya Ratha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Ratha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Dasara Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Muna Tira Tira Vanachari Jaya Ratha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Ratha Madhava Jai Om Vishnubad, Solomon Sapri Prajaka Charja Stotras Tri Shimad, AC Bhakti Vedanta Shami Miraj Prabhupada Kijay, Jai Om Vishnubad, Punaman Sapri Prajaka Charja Stotras Tri Shimad. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki jai. Nama Charja Shrida Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem Sakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhaktavinda ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gokobinath Sham Kunagadha Kunagiri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Navadip Dham ki jai. जगन्नाथ पुरी की जय, गंग मई की जय, जमन मई की जय, तुलसी देव की जय, भक्ति देव की जय, समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. Gaura Premanande. If anyone happens to see my friend Radheya, you might send him in my direction. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 11. So my chatter is where? Snan yatra dine prabhur ananda hridoy, snan yatra deki prabhur hoilo varashuka, isharer anavasare paila varaduka, gopi bhave virahe, prabhu vyakul han, alalanat gela prabhu shabare chariya. On the day of Lord Jagannath's bathing ceremony, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy at heart. Upon seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, he became very happy, but when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see him. Purport. After the bathing ceremony of Sri Jagannath, which takes place just a fortnight before the Rath Yatra ceremony, the body of the Lord Jagannath deity is repainted, and this takes just about a fortnight to complete. This period is called Anavasara. There are many who visit the temple to see Lord Jagannath regularly, every day, and for them, his retirement after the bathing ceremony is unbearable. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Lord Jagannath's absence from the temple very much. Due to separation from Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt the same great anxiety the gopis feel in separation from Krishna. In this condition, he gave up all association and went to Alalanath. Om Agama Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Buddhade Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vissam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Trayam Rupa Tadamayam Tadhati Shapatantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalitam Sri Vishakam Vitamsa Sadvaitam, thank you, my mind is elsewhere. Sadvaitam Sabhatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsa Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamsana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hodi Priye Vansha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Externally, this is a ritualistic activity. A sociologist would describe that they have among their ceremonies is the snan yatra, and they pour various substances over the icon, and they to the accompaniment of dancing and singing, and then they and that's their objective description of snan yatra. But for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the event was taking place in a different world than the superficial world of the sociologist and the scholar. He was seeing Lord Jagannath to be Sakshat Brajendra Nanda Nahari, directly the son of Nanda Maharaj. He wasn't thinking that here's a statue of the Lord. He was directly seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Snan yatra deki prabhur hoilo bhadashukha. Therefore, seeing the snan yatra performed for the pleasure of the Lord, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling great transcendental happiness. He could see the Lord, and the service was going on for the happiness of the Lord. So Ananda Hridaya, his heart was full of bliss. But Ishrer Anavasare Paila Bharadukha. After the snan yatra, the Lord goes into seclusion. Sometimes it's said that he catches cold by taking bath. And for 2 weeks, he's not seen. And for the devotees, generally, and for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Jagannath was their life and soul, and everything revolved around Lord Jagannath. They would go see him every day. Every day. And and feel transcendental happiness. And now for 2 weeks, the Lord was absent from the temple. So the the Lord is absent from the temple. And the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling separation from the Lord. Gopi Pave Vivahe. In the mood of the gopis of Vrindavan. When the in Vrindavan the gopis are feeling that when Krishna goes to herd the cows during the day, they're feeling separation from the Lord. The cowherd boys are enjoying the company of the Lord, but the gopis are feeling separation because now Krishna is not to be seen. And let aside his going out to the pasturing grounds, when they blink, they feel disturbed, and they badmouth Lord Brahma for being a dull-witted creator, because he creates eyelids that blink and get in the way of darshan, get in the way of seeing Krishna. Anyone who would know how to create eyelids properly would not do that. So they are feeling so disturbed that they're, Brahma, he doesn't know what he's doing. They're feeling such, out of intense love for Krishna. Yugayitam nime shena chakshusha pravrshayitam. Yugayicham Nimesham. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling that in the absence of Krishna, Shunyayatam Jagat Sarvam, the whole universe was vacant. That feeling is there in human society in a reflected form. If our close relative dies, it's just like a child dies, or a husband dies, or the wife dies, and a man or woman feels that everything is vacant. Everything is vacant. Even a child, if her cat dies, she feels some vacant. Everything, the world has gone to hell. There's no meaning in anymore. That sentiment is there when there's love, when there's attachment. Then when the person that we're attached to is gone or missing, dies, then we feel like the whole world is pointless. Even sometimes people, why should I go on living? Sometimes they even commit suicide. Or they die shortly after the husband dies, and then the wife dies, or the wife dies and the husband dies, because what is left to live for? Or sometimes someone who's too attached to business, their business goes down, fails, and they feel, and they jump off a building or something. In the bodily concept of life, that relationship is established in terms of the body. My business is in terms of 2 minutes in the material world.
or 2 minutes in this one lifetime. I go through so many lifetimes, and in one lifetime I'm the head of a business, the next lifetime I'm a hairdresser, the next lifetime I'm a salamander, the next lifetime. Anyway, in terms of material existence, one feels some separation, emptiness. These are all reflections of the original feeling for Krishna. The original loving spirit of the living being is the spirit of love for Krishna. That relationship is the eternal relationship. That relationship is the most profound relationship. That relationship is the actual loving relationship that exists in reality. And the gopis show that relationship, show the feelings of that relationship in the most profound degree. That feeling for Krishna reaches its peak in separation from Krishna. The Goswamis teach that the most intense ecstasy is felt when Krishna is absent. When Krishna is present, certainly there is ecstasy. But when Krishna is absent, it becomes more intense. In the absence of Krishna, the inhabitants of Vrindavan went mad. Radharani was talking with a bumblebee. In so many ways, because their minds were absorbed in Krishna. Not out of discipline, not out of yoga practice, not because if we don't remember Krishna, Maya will catch us, but out of spontaneous love for Krishna. They were always, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, the cowherd boys, the gopis, Nanda Yashoda. They're absorbed in thinking of Krishna in love. Not even because he's God. He may be God or not God, but they're in love with Krishna. Here in the material world, generally we're taught to fear God because he may smite you if you're deviant. He's jealous and he's angry and he's powerful and you better not cross him. Better be obedient. Or because he can reward you if you're good, he can bring you to heaven, or he can give you a new car. But in the spiritual world, there's not even the consideration. At least in Goloka Vrindavan, there's no consideration even Krishna is God. That's beside the point. Even sometimes Krishna plays as God. When the cowherd boys are playing with Krishna, the children play. Now you be the king, and we'll be the subjects. No, now let me be the king, and you be the subjects. They play as king and subjects, they play in different roles. So sometimes Krishna takes the role of a king, or sometimes he gets really outrageous and plays the role of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the cowherd boys are all respecting him. Has fun. Now you be God. But apart from that, It's simply out of love for Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but in the mood of love for Krishna. Externally, he's Krishna, but internally, he's in the mood of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. So for him, this Snan Yatra was a very joyous occasion. But then the Anavasara comes, the time when Lord Jagannath is absent and he's feeling intense separation. So he leaves Puri. Alalanate Gela, Prabhu Shabare Chariya. He leaves everything behind and he goes to a place called Alalnath, which is not so far from Jagannath Puri, but not so close also. You have to take a long walk or a bus ride to get there. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established a Gaudiya Math and along that still it's there. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of disappointment, because there's nothing in Puri now, Jagannath is not to be seen. So he went to Alalnath. And there he was also deep feelings of love for Krishna. Pache Prabhu Nikata Aila Bhaktagan Godo Hite Bhaktaise Koilo Nivedan. But some devotees had followed the Lord and they came to see him and requested him to come back to Puri. Gaurahoite Bhaktaise Koilo Nivedan. They said, now so many devotees have come from Bengal, so please come back and meet with them. Every year, so many hundreds and hundreds of devotees would make the pilgrimage from Bengal to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spend time with them and in transcendental exchanges of love. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed and he came back to Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. Okay, what would you like to ask about or add? If anything.
While Lord Chaitanya went to Alalnath temple, which is maybe 20, 40 kilometers away, rather than just going to Tota Gopinath, which is practically just next door?
I don't know. Do you know?
Well, the explanation I was given is that deity is a forehand form of Narayan, but when Lord Chaitanya would see it, two arms would disappear. Just like when Krishna disappeared from the Rasa dance, then only Radharani could actually capture Krishna. Mm. The gopis came and Krishna disguised himself again as Narayan and hid. So they left, but when Radharani came, he couldn't do that. So Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of Radharani, he would go there and see that deity as Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
This ritualistic deity worship is the most ancient and authorized version of Dvaitvad or Madhvacharyaji. And I am just so grateful and so thankful that having known you for last 35, 40 years, how you are conveying the message of what A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami delivered and who took it from his guru, and it came from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we are all very, very blessed. I have no questions to ask you, Maharaj, except to say that you affirm which was lost for 4,000+ years in Mayavad or impersonalism, and finally Vedic religion is prevailing, and now we are the people of the book because of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and now we are one of the major religious organizations after Judeo-Christian and Muslim foundation. So, and you are a main propaganda person for Prabhupada. So Maharaj, thank you very much for...
Thank you. I'm only the main propaganda person because I happen to be sitting here today. Otherwise, there are so many qualified devotees. I'm just one of the gang. But here in Alachua, there are many senior devotees who are very qualified devotees who know the science of Krishna, who can speak the science of Krishna. Pushkar is there, Leela Nanda is there, Adidev is there. So many senior people. I don't see Nagaraj, but you're here. So many devotees are here, and every one of them can do tremendous work for spreading the science of Krishna, ladies also. And not only Prabhupada's disciples, but disciples of disciples. It's not the person, not that I'm hot stuff or a special deal, but I'm just saying the same thing that I heard. You pick up the book, you read it, you say some things that you've read in the books or that you've heard from Srila Prabhupada, and people will say that it's wonderful. Or even people will, you know, their lives will change because they heard something from you. But it's not that we say something innovative or something unique that, you know, I say something that only I could say. Everyone here can say the same thing or, can give the same message of Krishna, and it will be equally powerful. And that's the other side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's manifestation. On the one side, he came to experience these deep feelings of love for Krishna, to find out what it was about him. Krishna wanted to know, what is it about me that these devotees find so enticing, so attractive? And on the other side, he wants to spread the Sankirtan movement in every town and village. So that side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is our duty. The Prabhupada wanted that all of us should be thinking how to spread the Sankirtan movement. It doesn't matter, householder, sannyasi, vanaprastha, everyone in some way can contribute to spreading the Sankirtan movement, can be thinking, how can I spread Krishna consciousness? How can I spread the message of Krishna? That's available to everyone. And when one is absorbed in thinking that way, then dadami buddhi yogam tam yena maham upayant. And then Krishna gives intelligence. Do it this way, do it that way. Maybe sometimes it doesn't work also. Srila Prabhupada had that experience. He tried to preach in Jhansi, and his efforts were frustrated. He tried something else. His efforts were frustrated. But he continued. He persevered. Because success or failure is not the issue. The endeavor itself is the success. if one tries to please Krishna, if one tries to carry out the order of the superior authority of the spiritual master, already he's successful. That endeavor itself is the success. The result may be there or may not be there or may be seen later, but that he's dedicated himself to that service means already successful. And apart from that, there may also be success, as you were mentioning, that this Krishna consciousness movement has now spread all over the world, and it's continuing to spread. It's more than just a religious institution, but when the devotees strictly follow the regulative principles and absorb themselves in the or diligently carry out the orders of the spiritual master, then it has real life. Then there's then it has real life. Institutions, you know, the Bank of America has more branches than we do, and more money. But they don't have life. They have matter. Yeah, they don't have Jayadeva Swami, I guess. That's why they're still afloat. But they're dedicated to matter. And the devotees are dedicated to spirit. When the devotees are on the spiritual platform by chanting 16 rounds a day, by following the regulative principles, by using their energy in Krishna service, then there is real life to the institution, and those who come in touch with it also become enlivened. Yes?
Hare Krishna. You began the class in a humorous but very accurate way. Sometimes when I meet people at Ratha Yatra, these various festivals that we hold in ISKCON, they ask what's happening, and I can't just tell them, oh, you know, we're bringing Krishna to Vrindavan because the gopis are feeling separation. They give me a funny look. So there has to be some practical way to describe it that's not so esoteric, and at the same time they can get some benefit from the experience of the festival. I was curious if you had any thoughts on how to explain to such an academic person in a way that they could relate.
Well, everyone, there are academics and just ordinary people. Nobody knows, practically speaking. In India, everyone will more or less automatically know that Krishna is going out on procession, and they don't have to. Of course, they also are thinking sometimes that it's simply idol worship, but it's good idol worship. You know, we like the idol worship. And here, they may think that this is sort of silly business. They're worshiping some idol. But we have to explain. There's so many things. Of course, people also. The festival is so nice that people will just like it. What are you doing? We're taking Krishna out on a parade. Okay. What do they say? Everyone loves a parade. So Krishna also, he's the original person. Why should he not love a parade, especially when it's for him? And we all like the parade. We join in the parade. It's enough. Simple person, okay, it's a parade. They look happy, they're singing, they're dancing. It doesn't need all this, well, according to, the esoteric aspects of the Vaishnav theology. A simple person can get it right away. That they're singing, they're dancing, they're happy, they're having a parade, it's a festival, they're giving food, they're giving books, they'll pull the ropes also. they don't need so much what's the word? Monkeying around with the mechanics of their brains. They're just, if they join the singing, if they join in the dancing, then they can float above all those misconceptions that on the intellectual platform it would take them 100 years to get through. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they join the singing, they join the dancing, and then if you explain them to something, them something, now their minds are already a little purified and they can get it. They can get it. Therefore, our main propaganda for the people in general is singing, dancing, little philosophy, chanting. Prabhupada, I was listening to some Rath Yatra lectures. He's talking about Krishna and Kurukshetra and so many things that are, you know, what does it have to do with Chicago? But Prabhupada is just speaking, and it's a transcendental vibration, and it will act. Otherwise, we can explain to them that you're how Krishna is present everywhere in all the material elements. So why not in wood? Why not in paint? Why not in metal? That explanation is there, Prabhupada's given. If God is everywhere, then why not in the deity? Why not in the temple? So we're seeing, that's all. Yes. Even the Muslims, they're the most anti-icon. They don't bow down to it, to any picture, any form, they're against it. And yet they worship a pile of rocks. There's something called the Kaaba in Mecca, which to ordinary, mundane, you know, objective vision is, you know, a stack of rocks, like any other building. But they're bowing down so many times a day in the direction of that place. So why are they doing that? It's because they believe or perceive that God is present there. Because of its connection with the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, because of whatever history is connected with that place, they perceive that God is present there. And therefore they're bowing down. Although, so even such people who are committed to the position that we're against idol worship are worshiping what's objectively speaking, a material location on a material globe with some material rocks on it. Now, we don't take that view. We see that Krishna is present there. Allah is present there. In the Bible, God appeared as a fire by, cloud by day and a fire by night. There was a bush that was burning, and as Moses approached him, they said, "Take off your shoes, you're on holy ground." Why? Just because there's a bush? There's a cloud by day and a fire by night. So, you know, we all see clouds, we all see fires. What's this have to do with God? No, God, we're perceiving God is present there. There was a big uproar during the Afghan War, I think, or the Iraq War. I'm losing track of all of America's wars. But some over-enthusiastic American military personnel flushed a Quran down the toilet, and there was rioting about that. Now, objectively speaking, the Quran, like the Bhagavad Gita or like the Bible, is wood pulp with some ink stains on it. So why are you so upset when someone is stomping on or desecrating your wood pulp? You know, what's wrong with you? You know, this is the work of someone's hands, this book. And you're worshiping it as the holy Quran or the holy Bible or the holy Torah or the holy this or holy that. Because you perceive that God is present in that form. Otherwise, there's so many books. There's the, you know, Gone with the Wind, War and Peace, how 15 Secrets for Success in Business. There's so many books. And they're all basically the same thing. They've got covers and they've got pages and they've got little ink smears arranged in different configurations. And you're worshiping one of them. Because there's a connection with God. Of course, even the mundane books have some sort of connection, but it's a very distant one. But this book is directly glorifying God, and therefore you consider it worshipable, and if people disrespect it, you're going to have a rind over it. So practically the whole world accepts that when matter is put together in a certain way, God's presence can be perceived there. Okay? And, yes. So Krishna is present everywhere. And this is a science, how to perceive Krishna in sound, in vision, in every sphere of experience. Taste, we're tasting the Charanamrita. Someone says, well, that's just ordinary water. You say, no, you have a hellish mentality, Arahisa. That water is transformed. But the ordinary mundane person will just, you know, he'll take out his instruments and he'll say, no, this is ordinary water, by his measuring capability or Maya. But the person who knows the science, or the person who has love for Krishna, will experience Krishna's presence. Okay, I think we should stop here. Yes, thank you all very much.